Senate looks at armed raids by tax agents. Hillary Clinton said to refuse to answer some Whitewater questions. Secretary of State Albright in Beijing to smooth relations. Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The Senate Finance Committee is continuing its look at abuses by the Internal Revenue Service. Virginia Beach, Virginia restaurant owner John Colapriet says his business was raided after his bookkeeper cheated him and made false charges he was dealing drugs.
Armed agents, accompanied by drug-sniffing dogs, stormed my restaurants during breakfast, ordered patrons out of the restaurant, and began interrogating my employees.
The IRS actions changed the outlook of this ex-Marine.
I used to believe that such things could only happen in a communist bloc country or police state. I don't believe that anymore.
Colapriet is suing the IRS for $20 million. Fort Worth oil executive William Mongreef Jr. also endured an IRS raid.
If you had told me that 64 IRS agents would storm my office with sidearms holstered and boot heels trampling my civil rights and my business reputation, I wouldn't have believed you.
Committee Chairman William Roth, Republican of Delaware, says the public shouldn't tolerate such vindictive behavior.
It is wrong to use these kind of aggressive tactics in routine criminal tax investigations of Americans who are neither dangerous nor violent.
The Whitewater grand jury is meeting today in Little Rock. Independent counsel Kenneth Starr was asked about that as he arrived last night.
Is there a chance that the grand jury will hear the First Lady's testimony?
That I can't comment on. The grand jury, we have to keep all that confidential.
But CBS News is told the grand jurors will watch some 5 hours of testimony by First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton, videotaped Saturday at the White House. Her testimony centered on her legal work for the Arkansas Savings and Loan, owned by the Clintons' Whitewater business partners, Jim and Susan McDougal. As we hear live from CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller, Mrs. Clinton was less than forthcoming.
Bill, CBS News has been told that First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton declined to answer some questions during her 5 hours of testimony on Saturday to independent counsel Ken Starr and his deputies. The questions had to do with the First Lady's conversations with her husband. Sources would not be more specific than that. It was not clear if Mrs. Clinton invoked the privilege protecting a wife from being forced to testify against her husband, or whether she declined to answer on the grounds that her husband is the president. That would be a form of executive privilege, which the president would have to invoke on his wife's behalf. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
We call our children our most precious asset, but you wouldn't know that by what we pay their caretakers. We get more live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
On average, Bill, Americans who use daycare pay just over $100 per week, and the people who work there feel they are
absolutely underpaid for the kind of work that they do. And they don't just come here to babysit. They come and they teach children.
So says Penny Brown, who helps run a child care center in New Brunswick, New Jersey, reacting to a study by an advocacy group for child care workers that puts average wages at $12,500 a year and says there's a 30% staff turnover every year, while
I have a huge waiting list of people need child care.
But society doesn't value the providers, says Shirley Armstrong, daycare worker in Newark, Delaware.
This is our nation's greatest resource, and a lot of people just don't seem to care, you know, about what's happening to the little people.
Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
A New York State panel is recommending dramatic changes in fertility treatments, including more steps to reduce multiple births. According to the New York Times, the state's task force on life and the law will today recommend that doctors avoid infertility treatments that produce so-called high-order pregnancies, those of three or more babies who are prone to problems like retardation and blindness. Arthur Levin of the Center for Medical Consumers agrees.
It's a risky technology, and people should go into this with their eyes wide open.
It's 4 minutes after the hour. Two would-be robbers and a hostage are dead at a Fresno, California jewelry store. After a four-hour standoff, the SWAT team fired flash grenades and stormed the rear of the store. Police Lieutenant John Fries.
Inside, they found three people deceased, a male and female near the rear of the business with a lot of cash spread around the floor.
The robbers, a man and a woman, apparently killed an owner and then shot themselves. When Unabomber suspect Ted Kaczynski is sentenced next Monday, prosecutors will try to put him in the nation's toughest prison. Get more on that from CBS News correspondent John Blackstone.
Prosecutors say Ted Kaczynski is so resourceful and cunning that even locked up in prison, he still presents a threat. To show why his life sentence should be served in maximum security, prosecutors have released more evidence from Kaczynski's Montana cabin. Agents found a completely homemade .22 caliber pistol, constructed mainly of old car parts. Prosecutors say they discovered tricks that helped Kaczynski avoid capture. He collected human hair in a public restroom and then put it in his bombs, hoping investigators would think the hair came from the bomb builder. Prosecutors say Kaczynski's own writings show he was not concerned with either the environment or technology, that his only motive was hatred and revenge. John Blackstone, CBS News, San Francisco.
In Pomona, California, two teenage boys were shot dead and a third was wounded last evening as they played basketball at an elementary school. No schoolchildren were there at the time. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is in China, where she's signed an agreement for a Washington-Beijing hotline. Her two-day visit is meant to pave the way for President Clinton's June summit there. Asian stock markets were mostly lower today, except for South Korea's, which enjoyed a more than 3% gain. The Standard & Poor's Futures Index indicates Wall Street will have a positive day today, and right now the Dow Jones Industrials are up 39 points. Tobacco can be good for you when it comes to preventing tooth decay, as we hear live from Kimberly Dozier in London.
Bill, painting green slime on your teeth could spell the end of the dental filling. Scientists at London's Guy Hospital have developed a vaccine out of genetically altered tobacco plants that stops tooth decay for months. Dr. Julian Ma.
This is the first time that a vaccine has been produced in genetically modified plants, which has and is effective in humans.
The vaccine binds with tooth decay bacteria, preventing them from attacking, but more trials are needed to find out how much of the vaccine is needed, how often, before cavities are a thing of the past. This doesn't mean that dentists are out of a job, because there's still a lot of tooth decay out there, and you'll still have to brush your teeth to fight the bacteria that cause gum disease, the main cause of tooth loss. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, live in London.
After healthy gains for 2 months in a row, new home sales fell 5% last month. Imelda Marcos has withdrawn from the Philippine presidential race.
I now call on all the Marcos loyalists and the entire Filipino people to be vigilant in the forthcoming election and to safeguard the votes so that democracy will prevail.
The former Philippine First Lady reportedly is interested in more than democracy, negotiating with two presidential candidates about trading her endorsement for a get-out-of-jail-free card. Israel has begun a 24-hour period of mourning for more than 18,000 soldiers killed in the past half century. Tomorrow, the Jewish state marks its 50th anniversary. And to guard against an attack by Islamic militants, the army has sealed off the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Checking Wall Street again, the Dow is ahead 42 points. And that's the World News Roundup for this Wednesday, April 29th.